chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Dogcast, everybody. I'm Jake Rowe with Dogs 24/7. With me, Rusty Mansell, also of Dogs 24/7. And Georgia has another defensive back out of the transfer portal. Darian Kendrick, formerly of Clemson, is on campus at Georgia. He's there, and he's a part of the program, and that's why we're here, to talk about that. And Rusty, jump right into this one, man, because big need, big-time player. Give me your thoughts.
This is the one Georgia needed, this one on the defensive side of the ball. They had, you know, spots to fill. I think they've done that with some DB guys. And that secondary, when you looked at it, what they lost, the secondary was a question marks. But I'd said from the whole time that they needed a corner that, number one, had the size, number two, could run, and number three, had to have that big game experience. And with Darian Kendrick, you know, they get all – this guy's played in national championships. He's played Ohio State. He's played Alabama. He's played Notre Dame twice. I mean, he's been there and done that. And so, you know, he's coming to Georgia to you know, lock down one side of the field, and he's coming to be that corner with the experience they need. And look, you have to play three, sometimes four corners. We talk about on the other, you know, talk about other podcasts where you got to go five for five covering guys. You got to have guys like this that can cover. And, you know, you don't have to overthink this. This was, you know, obviously there was some off the field stuff, but we don't make that decision. The Georgia administration makes that decision, and they felt good enough to bring him in on the field with Darian Kendrick. It was an absolute no brainer. This is a home run for Georgia.
And listen, that Georgia administration has been careful throughout. So I don't even think that's really worth talking about a whole lot. They've got more information than we do, and that's just the way it goes. But Rusty, the big game experience is what's important to me here, because listen, it's the kid that was a five-star receiver. So you know that elite athleticism is there. The production has been there against Clemson. You can talk about some poor games last year. You can talk about some struggles with Ohio State. Listen, that happens. That happens to guys. Tyson Campbell was taken 33 overall. He had some struggles with Alabama last year. Minka Fitzpatrick was a first-round pick for Alabama a few years ago, and Hunter Renfrow kind of abused him in a game, in one of those national championship games, gave him all sorts of trouble. Defensive backs get beaten. Football players get beaten in one-on-one matchups. It is a – if you play at a high level, you're going to get got. And if you don't ever get got, you're either one of the greatest of all time or you're not playing at the appropriate level. So, I think this is a big one for Georgia, because – He has infinitely more experience playing the cornerback position in a real game than any other cornerback on Georgia's roster. And, you know, I've actually gone back and looked at him whenever he was first, you know, mentioned as a transfer portal, you know, guy that Georgia could go after. And I mean, he can fly. He has great size. He knows what to do when he gets his hand on the football. I think he has a couple of defensive touchdowns to his credit. Do I think he can play better, and Georgia's going to need him to play better than he did late last season? Absolutely. But that's the charge. That's why you hire Jamal Adai. Okay. That's why you hire a position coach, is you're going to have to get the most out of him. You're going to have to get the 2019 version out of him if you get where you want to go defensively. But even if you don't, even if you get somewhere in between, you've got a very good, very accomplished, very experienced cornerback, and they're not going to throw stuff at him that he can't see, Rusty. And I think that, to me, is the biggest thing. Nobody that Georgia plays is going to be able to throw something at him that he hasn't seen. and no situation is going to put him in an environment bigger than what he's been in.
Same way at Clemson. Listen, you play defensive back, and you know that defensive line. Look, Clemson's got an incredible defensive line, but you look at Georgia and the pressure, you know you only got to cover for so long, or they're going to get you. And you got a guy like Adam Anderson breathing down. I was watching some Adam Anderson yesterday. You're talking about 2 seconds. So these are elite athletes. I saw the first time I saw him, he absolutely carved up Buford. That's when we offered him for the All-American Bowl, I believe. He just, you know, South Point came down and played from Rock Hill, came down and played Buford, and he was all over the field. I knew when he torched that Buford team that night, this guy was an athlete. Had a chance to have dinner one night in South Carolina, FBU camp with actually it was him and Trevor Lawrence, you know, Andrew Thomas and DeAndre Swift and Derek Brown. We all sat at a table, and that's a pretty good crew there. You know, sat down and talked, and that's the first time I'd really got a chance to meet him. So, look, again, all the background stuff, have no idea. Just my impression of him, very nice young man that night. And, you know, this is – Jake, we can talk about this the rest of the time. This is a kid that's been there and done that, and Georgia needed a been there and done that corner for this team. And I'm him. I'm so pumped about – I'm still playing with a elite – front seven that I know is going to help me in cover, because you don't have to cover long.
And that's got to be part of the appeal for him for sure. And also just to kind of stay, listen, Clemson has done things that Georgia hasn't done, and he's done things at Clemson that Georgia's defensive backs haven't done. We know all that, but a chance to stay relevant, to stay within striking distance of a chance to do what he's had a chance to do since he's been at Clemson, is also got to be appealing for him. Rusty, we don't have much time on these because there's a lot popping today. Let's take a quick break, and on the other side, let's sort out Georgia's secondary a little bit before we have to kind of move on and cover everything else that's going on in the Georgia circle.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, Rusty, let's sort this secondary out now, okay? Because now you have Darian Kendrick, Brandon Turnage, and Tyke Smith all joining Georgia's football team. How do you see it playing out? Kind of throw a label on each guy for me.
Well, they're going to help, obviously. I think Darian Kendrick and Tyke Smith are the guys for sure that you plug and play. Now, everybody asks about Turnage, and you know, Georgia wasted no time getting him. Here's a guy that's got, am I correct, 4 years left, 3 years left, Jake?
I believe four. Four. With the whole super senior thing going on.
Yeah, four. So, I mean, he's going to have an opportunity. You know, there are going to be some guys on the other side of the field opposite of Kendrick that are going to be, you know, Turner's going to have an opportunity to push. But, you know, here's a guy that he's going to play. Don't know if he's going to start, but he's going to play at Georgia this year. And you know, we'll see as the year unfolds. This is a guy that they're recruiting to be a multi-year guy for them. And, you know, Kendrick's a one and one out, and, you know, Tyke Smith probably is a one and out as well. So, you know, these guys are brought in to start, brought into play, and they're filling voids. But again, you know, these are guys that Georgia handpicked. There was a lot of guys in the portal, and I kept telling people, look, you know, they're not going after this guy, not going after that guy. I don't know why, but, you know, I was talking to sources and said, hey, we're not going after that. But when these guys popped up, it was without a hesitation, we're going after those guys. And Turnage was a guy that I kind of didn't check up on enough. But when I did, I found that, oh, he's very high on their board. So you look at these guys, Kirby Smart, DB guy, you look at that and the evals there. So these guys are brought, they're not brought in to sit around, Jake. These guys are brought in from the portal to play, and they're all going to get a great opportunity starting, you know, this week through summer workouts and then into the fall.
Now, listen, I don't think that anybody is guaranteed playing time. I mean, maybe a guy like Kendrick, if you just know you need him and you're, you know, hey, listen, you've got a great chance to start. I don't think anybody's getting promised that. But like you said, they don't come in to sit around. You know, you're definitely selling them on a really good opportunity to play. I'll go out on a limb here a little bit because I think, I mean, obviously I think Darian Kendrick's a plug and play guy at cornerback. And then I think, you know, I think they'll find their other cornerback from the mix of Kelee Ringo, Jalen Kimber, Amir Speed. You're set at safety. I think Tyke Smith is your star. I think Brandon Turnage, at worst, is going to be Georgia's dime this year. I think he's going to be the sixth defensive back. He kind of fits that role. He kind of gives you a cornerback level athlete on the field in that spot where you don't always have one. I mean, it's not always clear cut that you have like basically a third or a fourth cornerback on the field at that dime spot. And that's how I kind of think it's going to shake out. Obviously that means everybody stays healthy. I mean, Brandon Turnage could end up playing safety. Tyke Smith could end up having to play safety if Georgia has some injuries at that spot, but now they're not nearly as thin as they were. You know, Latavius Brenny's going to also be in the mix. I'm interested to see how that cornerback room that already exists in Athens before these additions with Speed and Kimber and Ringo, I'm interested to see how that plays out. I suspect Kelee Ringo is going to probably grow a lot this summer and come on during fall camp now that he actually has a few practices under his belt. But, you know, that's the way I kind of see it shaking out. But at the end of the day, Rusty, I think we would both agree this table, if you look at this thing as a four-legged table or a five-legged table, however you want to look at it, it's a lot more sturdy than it was 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, you got a lot of experienced guys that can run. I mean, it's this portal. This is the reason why you have this portal. You evaluate it, go in and get what you need. These kids wanted to come to play, so they had an opportunity to play. Georgia needed defensive backs with experience. They recruited well. But they needed guys with experience, and they went out and got it. I don't know what else to say other than what a massive day for Georgia with Kendrick and pulling these other guys in the last couple of weeks here with Turnage and Smith. So Kirby Smart went out and got what he definitely needed was some DB help, and it definitely changed that room.
I don't know how much we're going to get to see in fall camp, but there's a lot of work between now, which is June the 1st, and the end of the summer workout program, beginning of preseason camp, which will be approximately 2 months from now. There's going to be a lot of work that goes on that we can't see. There's going to be a lot of learning that goes on that we can't see. We'll have our ear to the ground, and we'll be trying to learn as much about it as we possibly can. But I think getting these guys on campus and getting them into the program and acclimated and with their teammates and all that stuff, I think that's so key. And, you know, it's Georgia's football program is going to start to take on its personality and its shape here in the coming months. And we're going to have it covered for you as best as anybody can. Hey, listen, if you're not a member over at Dogs 24/7, we're celebrating the whole contact period, the end of the dead period, 60% off a year-long subscription. If you do the math on that, that's 7.2 months for free. It comes out to, I think, $3.58 a month. Great time to join this site. You'll get the whole month of June, all of July, all throughout the season, all the way through next year as recruiting continues to be, you know, a year-round thing and amped up all the way. So come join us over at Dogs 24/7, and we'll have all of the topics that we've covered for you included. But for this episode of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Jake Rowe with Dogs 24/7. He's Rusty Mansell from the same place. You guys take it easy.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.